I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are back here on Overtime, live from Nationals Park, site of today's induction into the Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame. And it's been a good day for us. We've been provided some of the best and brightest guests, the inductees going in, and that has been awesome. Hope that you enjoyed it. We had a whole bunch of sports we didn't get to yet, but I'm sure we will. Let's start off our callers in New Jersey. Mitchell, welcome home.
Doc, how you doing?
Hey, man, fantastic. We're off to a great start.
Yeah, I won't take too long. I got my grandson sleeping, and up his dukes. And you never know when he's going to hit you. He's 2 years old, terrible twos already.
That's good.
About a few months. And, of course, Mom and Grandmother are watching, keep an eye on me, I think, too.
They're smart.
Yes, they are. It goes fast. Can't believe it. I got to say that I like our quarterback, Daniels. Kind of reminds me of Lamar Jackson. He's tall, skinny. Come on, I'll send him some money. Buy some shakes. Get a double cheeseburger. Go on. Eat. I wish I could eat anything I wanted, but those days are over. And we say we got 3 good running backs. I think our running game is going to help with breaking in our new quarterback, Daniels. We have 3 good running backs. I think it's the best in the league. If they're healthy and utilized correctly.
I don't disagree with you. The running back room, I'm excited about the room without understanding what their plan of attack will be. It doesn't really matter. Whatever it is, I'm comfortable with that room.
He's got a good arm, too. Maybe we should go for Brandon Ayuk, if it's possible, without giving up our other wide receiver.
The beauty about having a general manager that you trust? You don't have to do his job for him. Okay. See, those days of us having to toil over what to do because we had incompetence running our program, those days are over for me. I don't spend 1 second thinking about it at all. That's his job. And whatever he does, I'll back him.
You'd be doing pro bono. You don't want to do that.
No, I just believe we're so used to not having good people that you feel like you have to do their job. You don't. They'll figure it out. Yep. And I spend no time about wide receivers. My focus is on interior. Because I don't care who you have. If you don't have people up front to block for this poor kid, it doesn't matter who he has at wide receiver. They'll never have time to get him the ball. But you do it your way. I'll do it mine. Let's see what wins in the end.
Okay.
All right.
We can't be strong in every department. I like a quarterback. Well,
I like him too in college. He was great in college. I hope he's that good in pros. But I have no idea because we haven't seen anything tangible. They haven't been pads. And all of this mystery is good for us because our first opponent is Tampa Bay. And that's all I care about, beating the Bucks. And we're both playing a little hide-and-seek right now, and it's to our advantage for us to not talk as much and do more. Just keep quiet and work and then come out in the opener and get a win. Got to run, Mitchell. Going to Brandywine. Will, you're next.
What's going on, Doc?
Hey, man, laboring over a hot microphone.
I know, that's right, brother. Look, I want to say first congratulations to everyone who's going to be inducted into the D.C. Hall of Fame. You know, it's always a great honor. I'm a native Washingtonian, so, you know, it's a great thing. Mm-hmm. Other thing is, Doc, we talk about our commanders, right? And, you know, last time I talked to you, man, it was probably about back to second Giants game. We lost that game, and I was like distraught. I called you and said, now I'm done with these guys. They're going to win four games. They won four freaking games, right?
Yeah.
So now we got new ownership in place, right?
Thank God.
New general manager, new head coach, new quarterback.
Thank you.
I'm with you, man. I'm getting tired of all the what we're going to do, how great it is. Hey, Doc, I'm about to sit back and relax and see what they're going to do. You know, we don't know what they're going to do. They may win two games. They may win 10. But we got to evaluate this whole program. We got to evaluate the new general manager. Like you said, give them the trust until you can't trust them no more. Got a new head coach. Give them the trust until you can't trust them no more.
Yeah.
New owner. Same thing. We got to evaluate this thing. Everybody's like, you know, just so one way or the other. We don't know anything because these guys have never done anything for us. If they do something for us, we don't know.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. You can do it any way you like to. But if you want to disrespect the current sports that are going on, it's as if we have nothing going on. We got a lot going on, and we got an Olympic trial. We got a lot happening right now. And over the next few weeks, football will get going. You don't have to make believe and make up stuff. We got enough things really happening. Baseball is going fantastic. I mean, we got action. We got a lot going on. You know, but if you don't want to be lazy about it, then do you. Pick one thing and make it all up. Make it make-believe, and then knock yourself out.
Well, Doc, I was up at Maryland Live watching boxing last night. So, you know, there's other things going on in the city, man.
Oh, I like that.
You know, it was a great time up there, man. Great time. A bunch of prospects, you know, trying to be warriors in there. You know, it was good to see that. Local kid, Michael Fox, plug him. You know, one of my guys, man, he did a pretty good job last night. But, yeah, that's another thing, man. Let's get some more boxing on your show. Doc, you're a Neanderthal, man. Come on.
Hey, man, I love boxing, man. We got to have – but look – I could mention Jake. Didn't the internet sensation won another bout last night? I don't care who he went against. Could have gone against a convict. It's still live action. Have a good one, man.
Live watching live action, Doc. I don't know what Jake did, but
I know this. The toddlers.
On the show last night.
We had some first graders. Just won a national championship. PG County. You know what I mean? What Jake from the shop said? It's in the water. Our babies
man, that's what we do.
Are going out there winning national championships.
Crab cake and boxing.
Yeah, and in Virginia, I think they're in the finals too. Our youth programs are flourishing. All of us are guilty of it. We don't have enough time to even keep up with it, but they're doing well in a number of different sports. Yeah, appreciate the phone call. We act like sometimes if you just listen to us, you would think we're barren and we got no sports. We got a lot of sports. We got a lot of things going on. We choose not to mention them and spend time on them. We'd rather stay stuck on stupid, evaluating some idiots who put together a disaster of a program. Now we got smart people that I think have done a great job of laying this thing out since the 1 year from today.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know what a train wreck it was. Look how much they've done so far, and you really can't see it.
And I think at this point in time, Doc, like, because again, I'm not on the inside. I mean, I'm sure you probably know.
No, I'm not on the inside either.
No one's really on the inside. And so, but one thing that I can kind of tell from looking on from the outside is that this organization goes about things with class.
Exactly.
Moving out with Jason right at this point in time, like his contract is up, I believe, this August. Mm-hmm. And instead of just being like, kick to the curb, go. They're allowing him to stay in as an advisor role and be with the team and have a job while he looks for another job. And we know
class.
That he's been in the running for the President's Packers CEO job.
That's when it first came to my attention. I said, wait a minute, Slim.
Yeah.
You have a job. Why? That's when I knew. I said, okay. And I know the way they did that, there are very few people might have done that way.
Yeah.
That's classy.
I know. It's classy. And it's one of those things where the old regime under Dan Snyder, that doesn't happen.
Right.
I mean, you blow them out of the way, you leak something to the Post or wherever article, whatever publication out there, and you're just trashing this guy. He did this, she said that, he said that, whatever it was, and you don't get that anymore under Josh Harris. That is one of the things that it's such a like a breath of fresh air that we haven't really been able to swim in these waters in quite some time of a classy organization.
No, you're right.
And so it's just one of those things where you can't take it for granted. And it's one of those things as a young fan, I've never been able to experience this before, so it's just one of those things where I will never take this for granted. Josh Harris, so far, he's gotten an A on the report.
And there's one thing, and I tease Toby and Zion a lot, but when you're 26 and I go back and think that your window and what you've seen, that's awful.
Yeah.
The fact that you've hung in with this level of support and loyalty is commendable.
And, Doc, my best season right now, I'm 24 years old. 2012 with RG3 and 2015 with Kirk Cousins and Jay Gruden. And I had Joe Gibbs 2.0. That was fine. But even then, that was still a Dan Snyder-run operation.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same.
Yeah, no, and sometimes I have to check myself and go that for you guys to be have this level of intensity, you know, for it. I remember Grant being in the locker room as a toddler. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's been around it. He can at least, you know, and Danny, you know, he's got some length in him, so he's seen. But to be at your point and to be still in the fight, that is, and this error is interesting. And poor Metal. I mean, that's tough. I'm going to have to marinate on that one for a moment. It may alter my disposition towards the youngest in charge movement. Then maybe it won't. Stick and stay with us right here on Overtime. Back in a moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with you, Ryan Stallion. We are here live at Nats Park. It has been glorious. Now, shout out to the weather.
Weather's been great.
Been fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even better than this AC.
Well, no. I'm a big fan of the AC.
Come
on. If we cut that off, I don't think you'd be singing the same tune.
Well, you know, Doc, we do have the little nickname for this red box out here. It's called the toaster box. It's not because it's cold. It's not because it's cold.
No, yeah. It used to be the sweat box. It used to be outside. I remember back in the day, we used to be out somewhere outside in one of these boxes.
Oh, yeah.
That was rugged. Yeah, no, that was rugged. But the crowd, I missed it. I missed just seeing the crowds coming in when you get here earlier. And, again, just shout out to all the people that get here 3 and 4 hours before first pitch to set everything up so you can enjoy this. It's a heck of an operation.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's class here in Washington Nationals, I can tell you that. It's class.
Yeah, it is. This is nice. And having been in Cincinnati for 3 years, I know the Red Legs, that is institution, baby. Powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful. And good to see him. Good to see him good. That is a good deal. Were we ever able to connect with Mark? I don't know if we were having some landline issues or not. Marco, are you still there? Okay. Marco, what's on your mind?
Doc, are you talking to Mark from Lander Hills, buddy?
Absolutely.
Hey, Doc. Great
show.
How
you doing, brother?
Shout out to you, Ryan, and Heavy Metal, and also Little, because I believe Little is correct, Doc, that we better be careful, buddy, because them young guys are going to run that team out of the gym, buddy. I'll tell you right now, I played organized basketball for a long time. You better be careful, buddy. The longer this goes on, these people play together, the better in shape they're going to get, and they better be ready to rock, buddy.
Well, it can happen, but I would take – I mean, I don't know. Again, I did not see the game, so I can't do a Sheehan on it, but I'll take our second unit. And you got to show me you can beat them. You got to show me. I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't.
I agree, Doc. And one more thing, buddy. Like I told Chris, you were talking about it, Doc, and you were so right. I'm with you on the old school. Man, you can't judge a swimmer out of the pool, and these people need to back off some.
No, no. Maybe they can. They might. No. I'm not saying anything about anybody. I can't. We got some talented listeners. Maybe they can. I can't.
Doc, I can't either, buddy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, it's like, Doc, it's like they're trying to revive the amazing Kreskin.
Exactly.
They need to simmer down, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They need to simmer down, brother. They do, Doc. And give these the adults in the building again, Doc. They need to give them a chance.
Yeah, all these stats.
That was here before, Doc.
How do you evaluate last year when you clearly saw that the young man held the ball way too long? Now, they threw way too much. But how do you know they threw too much? Maybe if he threw the ball on time, maybe it would have worked at a higher level, and maybe they were right. We'll never know.
That's right, Doc.
We'll never know. The problem was the experiment was allowed to continue way too long.
Yes, sir.
Way too long.
Yes,
and,
sir.
But again, it got you the second pick. Do you want to put Brissett in the game? You'd have won more, but you wouldn't have the second pick.
That's right, Doc.
I tell you what, I respect this ownership group. Somebody came in and said, hey, leave him in.
Yep.
Remember the hamstring? Yep. The mysterious hamstring? Brissett, wink, wink. Jacoby lit it up.
That's
so let's not act like this didn't work. No, it didn't work with sticky fingers that wouldn't release the ball. You can say what you want to say, but a lot of you know you can't say it without a straight face.
That's right, buddy. It did work.
It didn't work with the quarterback. And so they all took
him. Somebody has already picked him up, Doc, and he's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play a lot. Always good to hear your voice, brother. Enjoy today's game with the Nats and go Team USA. To break, we go back. We're getting some great things going. The induction is coming right around the corner. Stay with us. All right, Ryan, they say all good things must come to an end. Didn't mean it comes to an end. They just stop paying you for it. That's what it comes down to. 12:30 in the nation's capital. DOC on a hot microphone today. Beautiful day. Beautiful day for baseball. And, of course, even better for the Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame inductees that will go into the hall. And the team of distinction, always like that. And was happy that they added it because bringing in teams is important. That 1984 Georgetown Hoyas. And that was a heck of a basketball team.
That was.
Yeah.
Pat Ewing amongst many big names in that team.
Yeah,
so that's really cool to see them get today's to honor them. It's
yeah,
really cool.
To get into that. And it really puts a spotlight on the guys that maybe didn't go pro.
Mm-hmm.
That was their final time of really playing big-time basketball, being down in Lexington, if I'm not mistaken. And this is how the game has evolved from that. I was listening earlier today. You know, we're in the big list, summer list. It's really grown now. It's a tradition. You know, every July list.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the talk show host was mentioning lists that will not be broken. And marks like hitting streak or, you know, Wooden's 88-game win streak. You know, it's certain things like that that what do you feel like will not be touched? What's untouchable?
I mean, for me at this moment in time, I don't think anybody could beat Barry Bonds' home run record. It's just one of those things where you have to have, and you know, some people may say, well, he did steroids and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds is the home run king, in my opinion.
Me too.
He's the home run king. I don't think anybody could touch that at this point, Doc. And it's not even because, like, everybody sees it nowadays. A lot of players out there can hit for 50-plus home runs annually, but can you do it for as long as Barry Bonds did? I think that's kind of the better question, and I don't see anybody that can do that at this point in time. To get to 700-plus home runs, good luck. Seriously. I don't think anybody can do it in this day and age. I don't know if maybe someday down the road when technology starts to really take over. And so We could see all that, but I don't see Barry Bonds doing that.
Okay, we teased you. We promised. Now we deliver with the induction of the Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame.
Today is Nationals radio voice, Charlie Sloes. And here's your MC now, Charlie Sloes.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to this year's Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We want to thank the Lerner family and the Washington Nationals organization for their ongoing support of the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame and for hosting today's special ceremony. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame was founded in 1980 to honor area men and women who, by their excellence in the world of sports, brought recognition to themselves and the greater Washington community. The members of the Hall of Fame committee are Chair Bobby Goldwater, Brenda Curtis Hyken, David Elfin, Meredith Geisler, Chick Hernandez, Phil Hochberg, Mark Lerner, Ed Tapscott, Mark Toohey, Rick Doc Walker, Christy Winters Scott, Phil Wood, Joe Yasharoff, and also joining us here at Nationals Park today, Chairman Emeritus Charlie Brotman. The entire D.C. Sports Hall of Fame honor roll can be seen here at Nationals Park on the giant banner displayed over the plaza beyond left field. Among the inductees are many legendary names familiar to Washington baseball fans. And now, it is my pleasure to introduce the 2024 honorees. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Bruce Bradford. Bruce Bradford was a respected and revered swimming coach at H.D. Woodson Senior High School, where his teams won multiple DCPS championships. Even when his school's pool had no water due to financial constraints, he went on to also build a strong tennis program at Woodson. Bruce later served as the district swimming and tennis commissioner for all high schools in the city. Congratulations, Bruce Bradford. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Vicki Bullitt. More than 30 years after she left the University of Maryland, Vicki Bullitt remains second in Terps women's basketball history with her career 16.9 points per game and is tied for sixth with a career 8.5 rebounds per game. She powered Maryland to the NCAA tournament's Elite Eight as a junior in 1988 and to the Final Four as a senior in 1989, when she was also named the ACC Player of the Year. Vicky's 21.4 points per game average during her senior season remains the Maryland women's single season record. Congratulations, Vicki Bullitt. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Charlie Casserly. Starting as an unpaid intern to then coach and general manager George Allen in 1977, Charlie Casserly was a Washington football fixture for 22 years. He served as an assistant general manager for 7 years, including two Super Bowl championship seasons, and another decade as general manager, winning the Lombardi Trophy in 1991 and finishing with an overall 17-2 record. Charlie also had extensive sport broadcasting experience in Washington, appearing on local television shows for WUSA, WJLA, WTTG, and Home Team Sports, as well as appearing on WTOP and WJFK Radio. Congratulations, Charlie Casserly. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts E.B. Henderson. A Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame inductee and known as the grandfather of black basketball, E.B. Henderson introduced the game to African-American students in the early 20th century when he returned to his native Washington from Harvard. E.B. founded the Eastern Board of Officials, organized the Interscholastic Athletic Association, established the first Scholastic Conference, the Colored Public School Athletic League, and coached Howard University's first two varsity teams that won consecutive championships. He wrote two volumes of The Negro in Sports and served as the Director of Health and Physical Education for Washington's black schools for 28 years. Congratulations to E.B. Henderson. Edwin Henderson is accepting the induction plaque on behalf of his late grandfather. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Shamika Holdsclaw. The number one overall pick in the 1999 WNBA draft, Shamika Holdsclaw spent the first six of her 11 pro seasons with the Washington Mystics. During her time with the Mystics, Shamika earned Rookie of the Year honors in 1999. She was a five-time All-Star, led the league in scoring in 2002 and rebounding in both 2002 and 2003. She was a three-time All-WNBA second-team selection and averaged 18.3 points and 9 rebounds per game. A three-time NCAA champion with the University of Tennessee and an Olympic gold medalist with Team USA in the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, Australia. She was inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in 2018. Congratulations to Shamika Holdsclaw. Former Vice President of Player Engagement with Monumental Sports and Entertainment, Sashia Jones is accepting the induction plaque for Shamika, who could not be here today. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Dave Johnson. Considered by many to be the area's most popular and without question the most versatile sports voice in Washington, Dave has been associated with D.C. United since the team's first season in 1996, including 27 years as the play-by-play television announcer for the D.C. United. And he followed me in 1997 as the voice of pro basketball in Washington and has since been the radio voice of the Washington Wizards. The National Sports Media Association DC Sportscast of the Year in 2019 and an Emmy recipient, Dave was also the sports director and morning sports anchor at Washington's news radio station WTOP from 1995 to 2022. Dave has also worked as a local television sports anchor on several stations. Congratulations!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, they say all good things must come to an end. Didn't mean it comes to an end. They just stopped paying you for it. That's what it comes down to. 12:30 in the nation's capital. DOC on a hot microphone today. Beautiful day for baseball. And, of course, even better for the Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame inductees that will go into the hall. And the team of distinction, I always liked that and was happy that they added it because bringing in teams is important. That 1984 Georgetown Hoyas. And that was a heck of a basketball team.
That was. Yeah. Pat Ewing amongst many big names in that team. Yeah, so that's really cool to see them get today's to honor them. It's really cool
to get into that. And it really puts a spotlight on the guys that maybe didn't go pro. Mm-hmm. That was their final time of really playing big-time basketball. Being down in Lexington, if I'm not mistaken, Yeah, and this is how the game has evolved from that. I was listening earlier today. You know, we're in the big list, summer list. It's really grown now. It's a tradition. You know, every July list. Mm-hmm. And one of the talk show hosts was mentioning lists that will not be broken. And marks like hitting streak or, you know, Wooden's 88-game win streak. You know, it's certain things like that that what do you feel like will not be touched? What's untouchable?
I mean, for me at this moment in time, I don't think anybody could beat Barry Bonds' home run record. It's just one of those things where you have to have, and you know, some people may say, well, he did steroids and all that. Mm-hmm. Barry Bonds is the home run king, in my opinion.
Me too.
He's the home run king. I don't think anybody could touch that at this point, Doc. And it's not even because, like, everybody sees it nowadays. A lot of players out there can hit for 50-plus home runs annually, but can you do it for as long as Barry Bonds did? I think that's kind of the better question, and I don't see anybody that can do that at this point in time. To get to 700-plus home runs, good luck. Seriously. I don't think anybody can do it in this day and age. I don't know if maybe someday down the road when technology starts to really take over and so we could see all that, but I don't see Barry Bonds doing that.
Okay, we teased you. We promised. Now we deliver. With the induction of the Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame.
Today is Nationals radio voice, Charlie Sloz. And here's your MC now, Charlie Sloz.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to this year's Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We want to thank the Lerner family and the Washington Nationals organization for their ongoing support of the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame and for hosting today's special ceremony. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame was founded in 1980 to honor area men and women who, by their excellence in the world of sports, brought recognition to themselves and the greater Washington community. The members of the Hall of Fame committee are Chair Bobby Goldwater, Brenda Curtis-Hyken, David Elfin, Meredith Geisler, Chick Hernandez, Phil Hochberg, Mark Lerner, Ed Tapscott, Mark Toohey, Rick Doc Walker, Christy Winters Scott, Phil Wood, Joe Yasharoff, and also joining us here at Nationals Park today, Chairman Emeritus Charlie Brotman. The entire D.C. Sports Hall of Fame honor roll can be seen here at Nationals Park on the giant banner displayed over the plaza beyond left field. Among the inductees are many legendary names familiar to Washington baseball fans. And now, it is my pleasure to introduce the 2024 honorees. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Bruce Bradford. Bruce Bradford was a respected and revered swimming coach at H.D. Woodson Senior High School, where his teams won multiple DCPS championships. Even when his school's pool had no water due to financial constraints, he went on to also build a strong tennis program at Woodson. Bruce later served as the district swimming and tennis commissioner for all high schools in the city. Congratulations, Bruce Bradford. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Vicki Bullitt. More than 30 years after she left the University of Maryland, Vicki Bullitt remains second in Terps women's basketball history with her career 16.9 points per game and is tied for sixth with a career 8.5 rebounds per game. She powered Maryland to the NCAA Tournament's Elite Eight as a junior in 1988 and to the Final Four as a senior in 1989, when she was also named the ACC Player of the Year. Vicky's 21.4 points per game average during her senior season remains the Maryland women's single season record. Congratulations, Vicki Bullitt. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Charlie Casserly. Starting as an unpaid intern to then coach and general manager George Allen in 1977, Charlie Casserly was a Washington football fixture for 22 years. He served as an assistant general manager for 7 years, including two Super Bowl championship seasons, and another decade as general manager, winning the Lombardi Trophy in 1991 and finishing with an overall 17-2 record. Charlie also had extensive sport broadcasting experience in Washington, appearing on local television shows for WUSA, WJLA, WTTG, and Home Team Sports, as well as appearing on WTOP and WJFK Radio. Congratulations, Charlie Casserly. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts E.B. Henderson. A Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame inductee and known as the grandfather of black basketball, E.B. Henderson introduced the game to African-American students in the early 20th century when he returned to his native Washington from Harvard. E.B. founded the Eastern Board of Officials, organized the Interscholastic Athletic Association, established the First Scholastic Conference, the Colored Public School Athletic League, and coached Howard University's first two varsity teams that won consecutive championships. He wrote two volumes of The Negro in Sports and served as the Director of Health and Physical Education for Washington's black schools for 28 years. Congratulations to E.B. Henderson. Edwin Henderson is accepting the induction plaque on behalf of his late grandfather. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Shamika Holdsclaw. The number one overall pick in the 1999 WNBA draft, Shamika Holdsclaw spent the first six of her 11 pro seasons with the Washington Mystics. During her time with the Mystics, Shamika earned Rookie of the Year honors in 1999. She was a five-time All-Star, led the league in scoring in 2002 and rebounding in both 2002 and 2003. She was a three-time All-WNBA second team selection and averaged 18.3 points and 9 rebounds per game. A three-time NCAA champion with the University of Tennessee and an Olympic gold medalist with Team USA in the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, Australia. She was inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in 2018. Congratulations to Shamika Holdsclaw. Former Vice President of Player Engagement with Monumental Sports and Entertainment, Sashia Jones is accepting the induction plaque for Shamika, who could not be here today. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Dave Johnson. Considered by many to be the area's most popular and without question the most versatile sports voice in Washington, Dave has been associated with D.C. United since the team's first season in 1996, including 27 years as the play-by-play television announcer for the D.C. United. And he followed me in 1997 as the voice of pro basketball in Washington and has since been the radio voice of the Washington Wizards. The National Sports Media Association DC Sportscast of the Year in 2019 and an Emmy recipient, Dave was also the sports director and morning sports anchor at Washington's news radio station WTOP from 1995 to 2022. Dave has also worked as a local television sports anchor on several stations. Congratulations, Dave Johnson. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Emil Dutch Leonard, a right-handed pitcher whose 20-year career included 9 seasons with the Washington Nationals from 1938 to 1946. Dutch Leonard is the second winningest pitcher in Washington baseball history, behind only Walter Johnson. a four-time All-Star with Washington. He led a starting rotation of four knuckleballers in 1945 when the Nationals finished a game and a half behind the American League champion Detroit Tigers. Using the most up-to-date baseball metrics, BaseballReference.com ranks Dutch as one of the top 100 starting pitchers in baseball history in terms of WAR, ranking higher than several National Baseball Hall of Famers. He started 251 games with Washington, recording 130 complete games and 23 shutouts. Congratulations to Dutch Leonard! Baseball historian and D.C. Sports Hall of Fame committee member Phil Wood is accepting the induction plaque on behalf of the late Dutch Leonard and his family. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Eddie Pope. Considered by many soccer observers to be the greatest ever United States men's national team defender, Eddie Pope is recognized as one of D.C. United's legendary stars. A stylish and intelligent force, Eddie scored the golden goal in United's first MLS Cup championship in the inaugural 1996 season and won three MLS Cups while playing in Washington for the D.C. United's first seven seasons. Eddie was a four-time MLS Best 11 selection and won the league's 1997 Defender of the Year award. He was elected to the National Soccer Hall of Fame in 2011. Congratulations to Eddie Pope. Accepting the induction plaque on behalf of Eddie, who could not be here today, is his sister, Karen Pope. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts Ryan Zimmerman. After spending his entire 17-year big league career with the Washington Nationals, Ryan Zimmerman retired after the 2021 season and had his number 11 retired the following year. A World Series champion in 2019. A fan favorite throughout his career, Ryan was selected in the first round as the fourth overall pick by the Nationals in their inaugural 2005 Major League Baseball June Amateur Draft out of the University of Virginia, and made his Major League debut later that season in September. Ryan was a stellar third baseman for the first 10 years of his career before moving across the diamond and excelling at first base. A two-time All-Star, the recipient of a Gold Glove and two Silver Slugger Awards, and beginning with Father's Day 2006, began his incredible run to later garner the moniker of Mr. Walk-Off with 11 career walk-off game-winning home runs, including the walk-off home run in the first regular season game here at Nationals Park. Congratulations, number 11, Ryan Zimmerman. The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame proudly inducts the 1983-84 Georgetown University men's basketball team as a team of distinction. Led by two D.C. Sports Hall of Fame members, the late legendary coach John Thompson and All-American center Patrick Ewing, Georgetown's men's basketball team won the 1984 NCAA championship by defeating the University of Houston in an historic and exhilarating final game. John Thompson became the first African-American coach to win a Division I men's basketball national title, and Patrick Ewing, the National Player of the Year, was named the tournament's most outstanding player. The Hoyas' stellar lineup included guards Fred Brown, David Wingate, Michael Jackson, and forwards Reggie Williams and Bill Martin. Congratulations to D.C. Sports Hall of Fame Team of Distinction, the 1983-84 Georgetown University Hoyas men's basketball team. And a member of that club, Fred Brown, is accepting the induction plaque on behalf of his teammates and coaches at Georgetown University. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in congratulating all of the Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame members of the 2024 class. Congratulations to all, and thank you very much.
In fitting fashion, well done. The Hoyas, that 84 team. I know Coach is smiling to see that happen. And beautiful ceremony. We get a lot of onlookers, Nats fans getting here early, getting a good start with the anticipation of bringing brooms with them today. And wouldn't that be nifty?
Mm.
Yeah. Well done. Great coverage. An honor that we were a very small part of this. Great job by Heavy Metal in the studio. Stallion right here. This was great. This is great. Quick break. We'll be back. Well, they say all good things must eventually come to an end. But until that moment, let's ride this bad boy till the wheels fall off of it. Nick, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc. Someday you're going to have your picture on that hall.
Well, I hope Ryan's with me.
Hey, I want to get a shout-out to Connie Hawkins.
Oh, the Hawk, man.
One of the, I think, most untalked about successful players in the history of basketball. And this guy, at 11 years old, he could dunk the basketball. He had an incredible ability to jump. And he was the prototype of all the great NBA players we know of, like Julius Erving and Michael Jordan. He could drive. He was the best one-on-one player. And I saw him play for the Pittsburgh Pipers several games. And we went down just to watch him jump. I seen him take off from the foul line and dunk. This guy was incredible. I think if he would have been trained in the high jump with the Fosbury flop, I think he'd have been the first man to jump over 8 feet.
I agree.
And there's only been one.
The ball. He made the ball look like a softball in his hand. The Hawk, and I was a big fan of the Hawk back in the day, man. He and George Gervin really would have been, they'd have fit right in this social media era. They would have both fit in good. Good looking out.
And also, Doc, can I mention, all your listeners out there that haven't seen it, I don't know if you've seen it, I saw one of the best track meets in history. I like track, but check out the women's 4x800 relay at the Penn Relays. They set a record, old record, and it was the most exciting relay I've ever seen. And watch the ending, because the ending could have been a promo for, like, Wide World of Sports. You know, the thrill victory, agony, defeat.
Yep.
Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't, but I will definitely try to Google it. Yep. I'll try to check it out.
All right.
Nick, I'm up against the break, man. Appreciate you, man, doing your due diligence, getting the job done. See, Stallion, we got people, they do work for us.
Oh, I know.
They're diligent, man. They got, like, homework assignments, and they get after it. They're
calling about relays and everything.
Because they're not one-trick ponies.
I know.
They don't have to do make-believe stuff. There's enough real sports going on to just, you know, be able to give it their all. This has been fun, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't usually do weekends or whatever, but we appreciate you, chipping in, man, and helping us, man. We're kind of like feeling a hunger strike. This was great, man. Bobby Goldwater, he's an absolute superstar in this. And Heavy Metal, as always, man, you never disappoint. So, we say that we'll do better next time, but it'll be hard to top it. Nation's capital. Hercules, what do you think about our guest? What do you think about the man that just walked in here like he owns the place?
I know, yeah. Craig Heisen.
Can you imagine this guy? He got the sweetest job in sports.
Oh, I know. The thing with Heisen is this is his box. This is his world.
This is his domain.
Yeah. This is where you see
him. And he hangs around, and everybody does all the heavy lifting, and he comes in at the end. Takes all the credit.
I know.
For it almost every night. Almost every night, the Heister comes in and just takes credit for everything and wanders away after everybody drools for 9 innings.
Well, I figure I'm done by that time.
I don't know how he does it every night.
Heister is the man in this box.
I say the same thing about Vic, man. These are the longest hauls in all of sports, baseball. You guys grind.
Yeah, 162.
Yeah.
No days off. Very few.
No days off. No, yeah. It's a grind.
It is.
But it's got to make – it's pleasing to see young talent that you can see the future is bright.
Oh, and yeah, and there's more coming. And the thing of it is, with this team now and in the National League, Doc, is the fact that so many teams go from there.
And Craig's seen it up close and personal with the Baltimore Orioles, too. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Talk about a team that trusted the process.
They've trusted the process, and they've
reaped the benefits of it. So it's really cool to see.
And they got power and speed
pitching. Oh, yeah. They got it all.
They don't have pitching right now in terms of the amount and the depth that they want.
Yeah, starting.
Because three of their guys have gone down because of Tommy John surgery.
Right.
But we'll see what happens. Trade deadline's about 11 days away. So we'll see what happens on the 30th. So,
all right. Well, we got a bonus.
We do.
Hall of Fame in one day.
Nah.
No.
Never happened.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Hall of Fame in Essex, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on our last shot. It's been a lot of fun today. And to the – if Phil Woods here, I mean, I got to go see the big fella, man.
I know.
When he's in town, that's my guy.
I love Phil.
Phil Wood, man, is an absolute – he's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can say, a classic. I never know anybody to know as much about one subject as Phil Wood.
Oh, yeah.
And it is baseball. And this guy is, as Coach Thompson used to say, he is simply one of the best. And so is heavy metal Chris Defer. The man, I don't know when he sleeps. He sleeps standing up. I thought that was my line, but I think he's another guy now we're going to have to put into that. And thanks for everybody that contributed. If you're on your way to the ballpark, get here in a hurry. We don't want to miss you. God bless all of you. We are going for a sweep. Bring out the brooms, the curly W's. Let's go!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they say all good things must eventually come to an end. But until that moment, let's ride this bad boy till the wheels fall off of it. Nick, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc, someday you're going to have your picture on that hall.
Well, I hope Ryan's with me.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Connie Hawkins.
Oh, the Hawk, man.
One of the most untalked about successful players in the history of basketball. And this guy, at 11 years old, he could dunk the basketball. He had an incredible ability to jump, and he was the prototype of all the great NBA players we know of, like Julius Erving and Michael Jordan. He could drive. He was the best one-on-one player. And I saw him play for the Pittsburgh Pipers several games. And we went down just to watch him jump. I seen him take off from the foul line and dunk. This guy was incredible. I think if he would have been trained in the high jump with the Fosbury flop, I think he'd have been the first man to jump over 8 feet.
I agree.
And there's only been one.
The ball. He made the ball look like a softball. In his hand, the Hawk, and I was a big fan of the Hawk back in the day, man. He and George Gervin really would have been, they'd have fit right in this social media era. They would have both fit in good. Good looking out.
And also, Doc, can I mention, all your listeners out there that haven't seen it, I don't know if you've seen it, I saw one of the best track
meets in history I've ever seen. But I like track. But check out the women's 4x800 relay at the Penn Relays. They set a record, old record, and it was the most exciting relay I've ever seen. And watch the ending, because the ending could have been a promo for, like, Wide World of Sports, you know, the thrill, victory, agony, defeat.
Yep.
That was a – that's. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't, but I will definitely try to Google it. Yep. I'll try to check it out.
All right,
Nick, I'm up against the break, man. Appreciate you, man, doing your due diligence, getting the job done. See, Stallion, we got people, they do work for us.
Oh, I know.
They're diligent, man. They got, like, homework assignments, and they get after it.
Calling about relays and everything.
Relays, because they're not one-trick ponies.
I know.
They don't have to do make-believe stuff. There's enough real sports going on to just, you know, be able to give it their all. This has been fun, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't usually do weekends or whatever, but we appreciate you, chipping in, man, and helping us, man. We're kind of like feeling a hunger strike. This was great, man. Bobby Goldwater, he's an absolute superstar in this. And Heavy Metal, as always, man, you never disappoint. So, we say that we'll do better next time, but it'll be hard to top it. Nation's capital. Hercules, what do you think about our guest? What do you think about the man that just walked in here like he owns the place?
I know, yeah. Craig Heisen.
Can you imagine this guy? He got the sweetest job in sports.
Oh, I know. The thing with Heisen is this is his box. This is his world.
This is his domain.
Yeah. This is where you see him.
And he hangs around, and everybody does all the heavy lifting, and he comes in at the end, takes all the credit.
I know.
For it almost every night. Almost every night, the Heister comes in and just takes credit for everything and wanders away after everybody drools for 9 innings.
Well, I figure I'm done by that time.
I don't know how he does it every night.
Heisey is the man in this box.
I say the same thing about Vic, man. These are the longest hauls in all of sports,
mm-hmm.
baseball. You guys grind.
Yeah, 162.
Yeah.
No days off, very few.
No days off. No, yeah. It's a grind.
It is.
But it's got to make it pleasing to see young talent that you can see the future is bright.
Oh, and yeah, and there's more coming. And the thing of it is, with this team now, and in the National League, Doc, is the fact that so many teams go from there.
And Craig's seen it up close and personal with the Baltimore Orioles, too. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Talk about a team that trusted the process.
They've trusted
the process, and they've reaped the benefits of it. So it's
and
really cool to see.
And they got power and speed
pitching. Oh, yeah. They got it all.
They don't have pitching right now in terms of the amount and the depth that they want.
Yeah, starting.
Because three of their guys have gone down because of Tommy John surgery.
Right.
But we'll see what happens. Trade deadline's about 11 days away. So we'll see what happens on the 30th. So,
all right. Well, we got a bonus.
We do.
Hall of Fame in one day.
Nah.
Oh, no.
Never happened.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Hall of Fame in Essex, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on our last shot. It's been a lot of fun today. And to the – if Phil Wood's here, I mean, I got to go see the big fella, man.
I know.
When he's in town, that's my guy.
I love Phil.
Phil Wood, man, is an absolute – he's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can say, a classic. I never know anybody to know as much about one subject as Phil Wood.
Oh, yeah.
And it is baseball. And this guy is, as Coach Thompson used to say, he is simply one of the best. And so is Heavy Metal Chris Defer. The man, I don't know when he sleeps.
He
keeps standing up. I thought that was my line, but I think he's another guy now we're going to have to put into that. And thanks for everybody that contributed. If you're on your way to the ballpark, get here in a hurry. We don't want to miss you. God bless all of you. We are going for a sweep. Bring out the brooms, the curly W's. Let's go. Nation's capital. Hercules, what do you think about our guest? What do you think about the man that just walked in here like he owns the place?
I know, yeah. Craig Heisen.
Can you imagine this guy? He got the sweetest job in sports.
Oh, I know. The thing with Heisen is this is his box. This is his world.
This is his domain.
Yeah. This is where you see him.
And he hangs around, and everybody does all the heavy lifting that he comes in at the end, takes all the credit.
I know.
For it almost every night. Almost every night, the Heister comes in and just takes credit for everything and wanders away after everybody drools for 9 innings.
Well, I figure I'm done by that time.
I don't know how he does it every night.
Heisey is the man in this box.
I say the same thing about Vic, man. These are the longest hauls in all of sports, baseball. You guys grind.
Yeah, 162.
Yeah.
No days off, very few.
No days off. No, yeah. It's a grind.
It is.
But it's got to make – it's pleasing to see young talent that you can see the future is bright.
Oh, and yeah, and there's more coming. And the thing of it is, with this team now and in the National League, Doc, is the fact that so many teams go from there.
And Greg's seen it up close and personal with the Baltimore Orioles, too. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Talk about a team that trusted the process.
They've trusted
the process, and they've reaped the benefits of it. So it's
and
really cool to see.
And they got power and speed
pitching. Oh, yeah.
That's it.
They don't have pitching right now in terms of the amount and the depth that they want.
Yeah, starting.
Because three of their guys have gone down because of Tommy John surgery.
Right.
But we'll see what happens. Trade deadline's about 11 days away. So we'll see what happens on the 30th. So,
all right. Well, we got a bonus.
We do.
Hall of Fame in one day.
Nah.
Oh, no.
Never happened.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Hall of Fame in Essex, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on our last shot. It's been a lot of fun today. And to the – if Phil Wood's here, I mean, I got to go see the big fella, man.
I know.
When he's in town, that's my guy.
I love Phil.
Phil Wood, man, is an absolute – he's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can say, a classic. I never know anybody to know as much about one subject as Phil Wood.
Oh, yeah.
And it is baseball. And this guy is, as Coach Thompson used to say, he is simply one of the best. And so is heavy metal Chris Defer. The man, I don't know when he sleeps.
He
keeps standing up. I thought that was my line, but I think he's another guy now we're going to have to put into that. And thanks for everybody that contributed. If you're on your way to the ballpark, get here in a hurry. We don't want to miss you. God bless all of you. We are going for a sweep. Bring out the brooms, the curly W's. Let's go.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.